Empire. The home gym can become a hub for entertainers.
We actually have a partnership with Triller.
Yeah.
And we were debuting a light boxer in their Miami house, and Timbaland actually was there and visited and tried it out. He's like, oh my gosh, this thing's awesome, you know?
That's Jeff Morin, CEO of Lightboxer, who built a home boxing trainer that has suddenly drawn interest from artists all over the world. This is the Future Sport Podcast. I'm Bram Weinstein. Lightboxer really had timing on its side, not for great reasons, obviously, considering why gyms had to close down and people had to take their workouts into their homes, whether they liked it or not. But it also was a great idea. And in that great idea, it sparked interest in the sport from some circles you might not expect. Our guest this week is the CEO and co-founder of Lightboxer. And it wasn't that long ago that Jeff Morin joined us on this podcast, where it was a startup in the at-home boxing workout realm. And Jeff, you guys have turned almost into an entertainment company. What a year it's been for you. Thanks, first of all, for coming on again. And appreciate your time.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me. It's been a wild ride the past year. And we're super proud of what we've been able to accomplish in the past 12 months. And I think we're just getting started, but so far it's gone as well as we could have hoped for.
Let's talk about the product first, and then we'll get into all the things that have occurred with all the different celebrities that you're working with now. Can you kind of take us through a little bit the genesis of Lightboxer and what it does?
For sure. Yeah. So Lightboxer is an at-home workout, connected fitness workout, that uses boxing and music and gamification to create a sense of essentially at-home sports. So we use a scoring system and a style of workout that is very engaging for your brain, similar to a video game. And what we're trying to do is make something that you enjoy doing that is also effective to create a workout that is habit forming, right? So if you ever forgot to brush your teeth in the morning, it feels weird. And that's kind of what we're trying to do with Lightboxer and creating something that is habitual, but also healthy and effective. So the system itself, there's a shield, we call the smart shield, and there's six pads where you punch, and we have over 200 LEDs that show you when and where to punch. And there's sensors inside that shield that recognize how hard you hit, when you hit, your timing, accuracy, and all that. And at the end of your workout, we spit out a score. And the score can be used for community challenges and leaderboards and everything. But what's unique about Lightboxer is when you're using the device, you're not looking at the screen. So you're looking at this smart shield and punching to the beat of the music. So there are two core ways that you can use the system. One is your traditional trainer-led style workout, which is similar to Peloton and all these other connected fitness programs, where you have a trainer that is walking you through a programming, telling you where and when you're going to punch. And we sync the device, the lights on the device that are showing you when and where to punch, along with their voice. And then that's all choreographed with music. So the trainers are almost like DJs. They're picking out their session. And then they're choreographing their punches and styles of workouts. So that's one half, and that's the trainer-led workouts. On the other side, we have Quick Play, which is super unique to Lightboxer. We have an awesome deal with Universal Music Group that allows us to have this very unique offering where users can actually select the song that they want to punch to, and there's no trainer. It's just them in the lights, and you can choose from easy and medium hard tracks, and you punch to the beat of the music. And that could be synced to the beat or to the chorus or whatever. And at the end, you get this score output that you can use to challenge your friends or challenge yourself. So it's super engaging, much more. It gives the user more selection in what they want to do and how long they want to work out for. And it's unlike anything else that's out there right now.
So, are you using traditional gloves for this?
So we have our own style of gloves. They're kind of an MMA boxing hybrid where you're accessible so that you can select select your workouts. But yes, you're wearing gloves, but all the sensing and sensors are happening in the actual head unit itself.
That's really cool. All right. So were you a boxer or a boxing enthusiast? Like how did you get into this?
My co-founder Todd Dagris actually had been really into boxing. He had injured his knee actually, so couldn't do, you know, the traditional lower body workouts like cycling and all that. So he had started training with a boxing trainer and then tried to replicate it at home and just couldn't find something there. So he reached out to me through some MIT contacts. And we just started very organically creating the product. We tried a bunch of different things. He knew he wanted like music to be a big part of this. And we wanted to have like simulate training with a sparring partner. And so we've tried like wrapping stuff on bags and different types of light systems. And we learned that like heavy bags belong in the gym. They don't belong in your living room.
Yeah.
And so the system, when you see it, you're like, wow, this thing looks weird. And the reason for that is we built it from the ground up, out of necessity of the problem we were trying to solve versus doing something like a copy and paste in the gym. You'll see a lot of other connected fitness programs just take a screen and attach it to a bike or attach it to a rowing machine. Lightboxer is built from the ground up. And that's one of the reasons why we're better, I think.
Yeah. I mean, that's wild. Cause you think about it. I enjoy boxing. I don't fight, but I like it as a workout. And if you think about it, it is something hard that is to replicate in your house. The equipment is gaudy. You would need room for it. And frankly, it is the type of thing where you need someone yelling at you, telling you what to do. So you guys seem to have solved a number of different problems. I'm sure it was an interesting path to get to that point where you got something that you felt was usable in that space.
Yeah, it was wild. We were leaning heavy into the gaming space. You know, video games, the market's larger than the movie industry now. And so we knew we wanted to create this style of engagement where, you know, people sign on to these online communities and challenge each other and whatnot. And we leaned super heavy into that in the very beginning. And we actually did a sneak preview of a very early demo of a Lightboxer at this video conference called PAX East. And people there, we were actually in the section called the Indie Mega Booth. And this is where people who make video games in their basement show up. And so people there were across from like Sony and PlayStation and Nintendo. They're in the patrons there are dressed up in cosplay outfits, Mario, Luigi, and Princess Peach, right? But then they see the Lightboxer system. We had two side by side and you could challenge each other and punch. And as soon as they put on the gloves, they felt, you could just see the sparkle in their eyes. They felt badass. And that's kind of like Todd and I looked at each other like, oh my gosh, we have something here. And we had lines the entire 4 days. We had hour long lines on this, you know, kind of hunky prototype system that we made up. And that's when we both said, oh, this is something special. We got to go all in on this.
I know it's funny. Like, it almost feels like Just Dance a little bit, where the game came out and suddenly people were learning dance moves and it turned into a workout without someone teaching you to do the dance moves. It's pretty wild, you know?
Yeah. And people, you know, Beat Saber, people look at like, oh, I exercise on Beat Saber and that's in the VR headset. But if you think about it, like Nintendo, what was it? Wii Fit, right? That was like purposefully made. People didn't have guilt buying that system. Like parents would buy that for the kids and be like, yeah, that's cool. Like everyone bought one just because it was a great idea, but it hasn't been riffed on for so long. And I think we started with that. And then we realized like, okay, we need the authenticity of pro boxers and we need trainers that know what they're talking about so that people can actually get a good workout versus, you know, balancing on a board or waving some nunchucks around. So it was definitely an evolutionary process, but where we ended up, I think you read our reviews and people who are on our system. We just actually started a Facebook community. And you know, it's awesome to get the feedback of, I love using this thing. It's totally different, but I don't dread getting on it. You know, those kind of feedback that we're getting from folks is awesome to hear.
And you decided early you wanted to have a competitive aspect to this, not unlike like Orange Theory or some of the other more modern, you mentioned Peloton, where there is a competitive aspect if you want it to be in your workouts.
Correct. Yeah. So, scoring is a huge part of the system. So we're measuring how hard you're punching, your accuracy, your streaks, how many you get in a row. And that all goes feeds into a system. So our software, I'll give you guys a sneak peek. We're coming out with full-on leaderboard and challenge systems, right? Yeah, so you'll be able to say like, hey, man, I want to challenge you. And that will be very unique, that like one-to-one connection system that no one else really has yet. And I think that's where like you start seeing this fusion of sports, where like if I play basketball, if I'm dribbling on a court by myself for an hour, super boring. You put nine other guys out there and then like I could dribble around for a couple hours, right? But the whole time I'm doing that, I'm thinking like, how many calories am I burning, you know? Or is this healthy? It's just like this drive of like, yeah, I want to win. And
it's fun.
During that hour,
you want to make it fun. Yeah, you want to make it fun.
You're going to have the best workout of the week.
Yeah.
And so like at-home sports, I think, is going to be a huge push. Like we've hit like at-home fitness, the community side, but I think there's another layer deeper where this style of gaming really can add another dimension.
I mean, obviously this all started pre-pandemic, but I can only imagine, I mean, that there was an opportunity here that you were able to seize on over the last year and a half until we literally get out of this thing because people were stuck at home. So I guess the timing was a little right for you too. I mean, not in the best way possible, but obviously at-home fitness clearly boomed over the last year and a half.
For sure. We definitely got timing on our side. We saw like the rise of Peloton during this development, right? And we're like, wow, these guys are doing it right. They're creating community features. And then, the pandemic, we were like, we have to ship something this year. We started shipping in October of 2020. So it feels like it's been a long time, but we still haven't been out even a full year yet. But the community we're making and the strides, I think, are just astronomical. So, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, let's all hope that the whatever variants are here coming are going to be gone soon and we can get back to life. What is your sense of the marketplace in terms of the growth of at-home fitness versus the people's desire to go back into brick-and-mortar gyms and conduct their workouts there?
Yeah, I mean, I think the pendulum, before the pandemic, pendulum was starting to swing towards at-home fitness and people were realizing the value they can get out of it. It will swing back a little bit for sure. But I think just like how folks are working at home now in a different capacity, I think people are going to realize like, hey, I can be at home, get an effective workout. And there may be some like hybrid model to that, like, okay, half of my workouts I'll do at home, half of them I'll do at the gym. But I think as technology continues to evolve and we're able to have different systems, like, you know, video streaming at 4K wasn't something you could do a few years ago, right? And so like as we're able to connect people and fill in the gaps that like the gym has right now, I think the biggest thing is that sense of community at when you go somewhere, you're like seeing people, meeting people. And that's like an obvious progression next for connected fitness and where the whole ecosystem is going to go, right? So checking all the boxes of why wouldn't you just work out at home? And that's what we're doing right now.
Let me go back to where you were leading to, where you guys realized you really had something here, and it's clear now. There's been a lot of investment in Lightboxer. There are a lot of celebrities that are now getting involved with what you're doing. A lot of musicians, like 2 Chainz was involved. A couple other major musical artists are out there. Did you go seeking them? Did they seek you? How did that kind of come about?
There was a mix. So like Timbaland and Pitbull are major investors for us. We actually have a partnership with Triller.
Yeah.
And we were debuting a Lightboxer in their Miami house, and Timbaland actually was there and visited and tried it out. He was like, oh my gosh, this thing's awesome, you know? And that's like, to have one of the world's best all-time producers, he was on, I think, Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People this year. And just like he saw this guy who can hear music and create it out of thin air, and to try out our music-based system, and for him to say, like, this feels really good, was super validating, especially, like, I'm a huge fan. Same thing with Pitbull. Like, they saw it in the marketplace and were like, hey, I'd like to meet these guys, find out more. And that kind of speaks to where we're we're at the crossroads of music and entertainment and fitness. And I think people are blurring their digital and at-home lives, work lives, everything's kind of just melting into one pot. So having celebrities that people follow and that also understand the entertainment landscape, as you said, like we're becoming an entertainment company. That's super, super important for us to have them on our side.
Yeah. I mean, my kid plays a lot of Fortnite and there are musicians that drop albums and songs on it now. I mean, the line is so beyond blurred of what entertainment is. And I guess there's probably, I'm sure you guys would love to have a community as large as Fortnite's and maybe that'll come down the road. But it does feel like there are these kind of interesting crossover opportunities that didn't really exist before, especially if you're going to be kind of ingrained in music.
That's actually a good point. So with Universal Music Group, we talked to a lot of their sub-labels to get music approved for the Quick Play tracks. So we have a revolving track list of 100 tracks that you can select from, and the top performing ones stay on. And then the ones that people aren't playing so much, we kick off to add new ones each day. But as we're talking to the sub labels like Def Jam or Virgin or all these different sub labels, they're seeing the value of Connected Fitness as a discovery platform, right? So like at the Super Bowl, The Weeknd performed, and at the same time, one of the sub labels said, "Hey, we'd love to have a couple Weeknd tracks on Lightboxer so that." This, you have this like all encompassing hug of entertainment and in the same vein, like discovering artists on Connected Fitness platform. So that's something that these labels are realizing the value in. And at the same time, we also, it's a symbiotic relationship where we're staying relevant and, also get to benefit from what all these artists are creating. So pretty cool.
I don't know if this is out of left field, but I'm just curious because boxing has spiked in interest thanks to a YouTuber getting major fights with major boxers. Have you seen any, like an interest spike in the sport based on what the Paul brothers have been doing in the sport?
Those guys are like the masters of entertainment. They know how to get folks going. And yeah, the sport, if you follow Google Trends and everything, boxing as a sport has been on the rise. I think even Triller has their own fight club.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of different outfits that are doing these celebrity style boxing entertainment style programs. So yeah, we see that also reflected in our demographics. So people buying Lightboxers are traditionally younger than the other at-home Connected Fitness programs. Part of that, I think, is because boxing has a younger demographic. People are super into music, is a younger demographic. People are into gaming. It's another younger demographic. So you put all these things together, and we have a nice little sweet spot that we've carved out in terms of differentiated target marketing.
All right. How about for you? When you're a student at MIT and you're thinking about creating things, did you ever picture you, Timbaland, 2 Chainz, taking part in some big boxing revolution that's gamified experience where you're hosting concerts? I mean, like, was that the path for you there?
That was not the path. I was like, oh, we're going to make some robots or something. But Lightboxer, it's a computer you're punching, right? There's so much smarts in there. And I'm happy where we landed. That I'd say my kudos to my co-founder, Todd. He has a vision, and I'll help make it happen. But like when we're working on like next gen products and the programming and all the things we're coming out with, he's got a real Midas touch, as I'd like to say.
All right, so we'll see you at the VMAs though soon, right? That's got to be happening.
Yeah, hey, VMAs, wait for my invite.
Right now,
but we will be at CES this year, so we'll have a nice big booth, and we'll be showing some new stuff off too.
It's very cool, Jeff. Congratulations on all the success of Lightboxer. Jeff Moore is the CEO and the co-founder of Lightboxer. Thanks for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
On the next Future Sport podcast, the future of investing in sports tech is...
And some of the user metrics that we've seen with some of those companies, we've never seen with others. In terms of the engaged user activity, the amount of customers they're acquiring over such a short period of time, and the activity level. Whether that's, you know, sustainable and durable, I think there's still some question to it. I think there's no question there's a real thing there.
Yeah, we'll keep it vague. That's Steve Murray, managing partner at Revolution Growth. We'll take his pulse on who's getting funded these days. That will do it for this episode. As always, the future is now. This is the Futuresport Podcast. I'm Bram Weinstein.